Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome to Verb K Radio, iHeartRadio, and any device a podcast is played on. This is Get Your Business Right Show, where we help women meet the right people, the right advice, and make the right power moves. You know who I am? I'm Michael Muse, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, author of Rise and Burn and From Pain to Power. Yes, and you can contact me at 58885. That's right. Text me at 5-888-5. Put in the word right. R-I-G-H-T. That's what we do. We get things right around here. R-I-G-H-T. 58885. Right, R-I-G-T. We got, join our list. I guarantee we got some great things in store for you, because when it comes to success, you have to have a team if you want to have, as Pinky and the Brains would say, world domination. And so I'm excited because without you, there is no me. And you come across powerful people doing powerful things. Those type of people I like to meet, women who are not talking about it, but who are being about it. And this lady right here, she has been making moves all over Metro Detroit. Women who are looking to get their business together, looking for the right mentoring, the right coaching. And you know what? I want to let you know who she is. Her name is Angelita the Coach Thomas.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic and amazing. It is so good to have you with me, to have you here with me today on the Get Your Business Right show, because you have been, as they say in the school year, you've been stumping the yard. You've been making some things happen. I'm just glad to have you on because I know you are a resource to a lot of women in particular who are looking to personal development, business development, and to be in a position so they can scale their business, get to the next level. So how long have you been coaching? How
did you start? I have been coaching for 2 years.
Okay.
But I have been helping people start their business. I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. So I've been helping people start business and businesses and giving them advice and mentoring people for a while now. So yeah.
And so at one point, what prompted you to say, hey, hold on, what prompted you to get into business for yourself first?
You know, I think it's a family thing.
Okay.
You know, my grandfather was an entrepreneur, you know, so that's kind of like, you know, where it started with watching him be a carpenter. And, you know, he held a 9-to-5, but at the same time, he had his own business. So
yes,
that was my first taste of being an entrepreneur. And then my aunt, his daughter, she's an entrepreneur, so I guess it's something that's definitely in the family. We're just naturals at it, I guess, if you know.
Absolutely.
You can say that.
I definitely feel you, and that's important because you already have a head start,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, because you grew up in an environment where you saw how important mm-hmm. it was
mm-hmm.
to not rely on one income.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you saw how your parents poured and, pulled the bootstraps up and hustled and put the game plan together to make sure they were able to take care of their kids mm-hmm. and provide a good life, you know?
Yeah. My grandfather did. He provided a good life. So, yeah, definitely. He was the man.
Yeah, especially being a carpenter, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. He could, you know, he watched his house. He had a house built definitely mm-hmm. before I came along. But there was a back room that he actually himself built. He built the entire back living room area onto mm-hmm. the house. So
absolutely,
that's his thing.
And what you see in that, how did that influence you come to school and everything else?
You know, to be honest, it really didn't have an effect on me when growing up. You know, it was just like, hey, that's what he did. So, you know, I didn't really look at it like as an influence or anything. You know, it was just what he did. So it didn't have an effect on me, I don't think, until probably Between that and my aunt, you know, I would help her when she first started her floral business. Entrepreneurship still wasn't my thing. So I just think when I finally decided to do it, I think all of those things just came back to me, like, you know, seeing my grandfather be the carpenter, my aunt, you know, who still to this day has her floral shop. I think those things, it just automatically came back to me.
Yes.
And helped me along with my process.
So was it a situation where you got sick and tired of being, you know, working a 9-to-5? 'Cause I know for some people, they go into it with a plan. Some people had to actually go through the corporate beatdown and being laid off and being treated badly and poorly for them to make a decision. Hey, let me go ahead and use my gifts and make a move.
No, that was not how it was.
Okay.
It was absolutely not how it was. You know, I think for me, it was just kind of one of those things where it was like, I think I looked up one day and I was like, if they can do it, why can't I? Exactly. You know, it was like one of those, you know, it was that type of deal. It was nothing that I was forced into, you know, starting a business. It wasn't like that. It was just like, I just looked up one day and was like, hey, if they can do it, why can't I do it? And so the very first business that I started was an event planning business.
Exactly.
And it was basically a lot of, you know, networking. I would bring businesses together, would do vendor shows and different things like that. And then from there, I was like, oh, you know, I want to get more into like the social events and the birthday parties and different things like that. So I became an event planner. My first business was Angel Events.
Okay.
And it was cool. It was cool.
So what did you learn most about you first and about getting into that industry?
Well, the one thing that I noticed that I learned the most was with that business, I was not confident in myself, if that makes sense. So I wasn't so, you know, people would be like, hey, how much would you charge? How much do you charge for this? You know, what's your price for this? And I would always be like, well, I'll do it for, you know, this amount of money, which knowing, you know, my skill set, I should charge you more than what, you know.
Just undercutting yourself.
Yeah. I was doing that. And then, you know, I wasn't putting like the time into it. You know how some people say it's a hobby or it's your business. I treated it more or less like a hobby.
Right.
You know, and then again, it was something to where it was like, again, it went back to that. They can do it, why can't I do it?
That's right.
But that wasn't for me, though. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my calling.
But isn't that funny, though, when people come to you now and when they ask for your prices, and they realize that those are not no hobby prices now.
Absolutely. And I don't have no problem telling you my prices. Like, oh, this is how much it is. And, you know, yeah, I don't have no problem telling you now.
Yeah. I'm glad you said it, because I had a person who came to me 3 years ago who wanted some book coaching and just some personal development coaching. And I gave him one price was a deal of the century back then, because I was just getting started.
Right.
It was pretty much very, very, very affordable. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, I've worked with multimillionaires, talked to billionaires, and just really understanding that any work is a business and building teams, teamwork, and teamwork development, and leadership development. So when she came back, my price went from in the hundreds into the thousands now. She's like, why did your price jump so high? Because I said, I know my value.
Absolutely.
And I said, I know that what I charge you, I know if you just put 50% into what I give you, you're going to still make your money back in less than a year. And I was like, hey, that's better than the stock market, where you can get your money back in less than a year, you know? And so for me, I definitely saw how important it is that we, like you said, for your first business, you didn't have the right confidence. So what sparked you to have that confidence to move forward?
You know, you get older. You get older, you get wiser. And, you know, one of the things that I say and one of the things that I tell people is sometimes you have to unlearn some things to learn some things.
Mm.
And I definitely had to unlearn some things. I'm still unlearning some things to learn some things. And, I mean, it took a minute. It wasn't like, okay, after, you know, I was done with, you know, Angel Events, hey, I'm going to become a coach. No, it took, you know, it was a thought process. You know, like I had to find myself kind of type deal. I had to do like some soul searching. I had to do some praying. I had to, you know, it was, you know, quite a few different things, you know, that I had to, you know, go through and just kind of, and kind of just, you know, just figure out, you know, on my own, you know, like right. I said, that wasn't the first business. That wasn't, you know, the business that got me here to where I am. You know, it was a number of things. It took some years, you know, to get, you know, where I am now. So.
Wow. And so what type of coaching are you doing with people now?
So right now I'm a business coach.
Okay.
Like I say, right now I am a business coach. And basically what I do is I coach people to become fearless and level up in business.
You know, I'm the fearless coach now.
You know, I coach people to become fearless and level up in business now, Mr. Muse.
Okay. Come on, Miss Fearless.
So that's where I'm at now. So what people fail to realize is that when you have a business,
yes,
if you're not right with yourself, sometimes your personal business can, you know, spill over into your business, you know, and that affects you. That affects your business.
Absolutely.
You know, so sometimes, you know, you have to dig within yourself and you have to figure out some things within yourself that will allow you to become fearless. And so one of the things in business coaching, I kind of do some personal development with you to figure out, you know, where you are, where your mindset is. So I do some personal development. I do some business development. Definitely do some leadership development.
Right. So for your personal development, what's the philosophy that you use with your personal development? Is it a think and grow rich? No, what's the philosophy behind your personal development?
You know, I don't, as far, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
The philosophy behind your personal development, how people develop.
Well,
there's so many people out here. Is it, you know, is it a Les Brown? Is it a Tony Robbins format? No, so how would you categorize?
Angelita format.
So,
Angelita format.
So for the listeners walking through, someone, I'll be your prospective client right now,
okay.
Hypothetically. Mm-hmm. So I come to you, and what does it look like for me?
So when you first come to me, there's a series of questions that I ask you first.
Okay.
So one side, there's about 13 to 14 questions. It's kind of like our discovery session. And there's a series of questions that I ask you. Like I said, there's about 13 or 14 questions. And that kind of helps me and guide me, and it assists me where we should start.
Okay.
And then depending on, okay, so prime example, I'll give you an example. Like I have one client, age was a factor for her. She felt that she was too old to do something, you know.
Mm.
And so it was one of those things where, believe it or not, her age actually set her apart from everybody that was doing what she was doing, you know.
So it shows she had the experience already.
It shows she had the experience, and it showed that she knew what she was doing. You know, it was kind of like... she was the finished product. You can look at her and you can see the finished product. So like, I can't really say too much about, but it was a benefit for her. Her age was a benefit for her. And so it was more or less just bringing those things out, asking questions, because one of the things with coaching is I don't give you the answers in coaching. You, the client, gives the answers. I just ask you questions.
That's right.
I just ask you questions, and the way that I may form the question or the way that I may ask you the question, you give the answer. So when you're unsure of, okay, well, how do I do this or how do I do that, I just ask you a series of questions. And in my question and in our coaching and our sessions, the client comes up with the answer. You know, mm-hmm. Everything is within. My job is I just pull it out of you.
Exactly. I'm glad you said that, because it just brought back of a client of mine who they like to chase after the shiny objects they see when people come to them, get this new best thing over here, this business over here, and mm-hmm. this over here, you can make $10,000 a month in 3 months, and come meet this person over here. He's a multimillionaire. If you get on his team, you can build a team and be rich. And,
don't work like that.
And so, yeah, so she actually had joint, even though she had me as even though she was my client, she hooked up with some group and she wanted to, you know, ask me would I speak to her group. I said, do you really know what you're involved in? And I didn't want to tell her it was crap. Mm-hmm. And would just say, you know, you wasted your time and money. I said, I could show you something. Are you ready for me to show you? All I did was go through the group stuff on Facebook. I said, look right here. Mm-hmm. She's asking the people who she coaches to bring her clients to pay for some of the stuff, events and stuff that she's doing. And so when she saw that, she said, I need to get my money back. Mm. I was like, yeah, you have to be careful.
I've been in a situation where, you know, you gotta watch out who you get your money to. You definitely gotta do your research around people, and yeah, you gotta watch out because unfortunately it's a lot of scam artists out here. Definitely.
Well, let's be more specific. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are coaches who are barely making it. Mm-hmm. They work a regular job, mm-hmm. and they're coaching, but they don't talk about their job. They're only talking about the coaching. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with their job and the coaching, they look very successful. They look good on the outside. Mm-hmm. But you take away their job, mm-hmm. they wouldn't be able to survive off the mm-hmm. coaching. Because mm-hmm. most coaches do not make enough money to survive and live off of, mm-hmm. you know, statistically. So, yeah, you hit on that.
And that's why you have a couple of different, you know, it's coaching. And then, you know, I said that there's like a variety of different things that you do, you know, to offset things, you
that's
know,
right.
Because let's be honest. No, you don't have clients that are just like banging your door down. You know, it doesn't work like that. That's the goal. That's what we want. We want
absolutely.
The clients to be knocking on our door. But, you know, there's other ways that you monetize, yeah. you know, off of coaching as well, too.
And that's one of the things I teach is definitely to help a client get in a position where they can get some residual money coming mm-hmm. in first. So as that residual money is coming in, now they're able to work on their gift with the coaching and they're able to grow it. Mm-hmm. And they're not greedy because when a person is going through financial hard times, most times people make a lot of bad decisions.
But and then I think you also got to understand, like, okay, what has led you to become a coach? Why are you a coach? Why are you coaching? Do you like because the way it says you're a coach? Do you like that title? Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Because here's the thing. I honestly feel that if you're not a coach, your clients are not going to get results from you coaching them. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to find out, like, why are you coaching? You know, my thing is this. Once you find your passion, mm-hmm. then you'll see your purpose.
Exactly.
You know, so, like, for me, like, my passion is coaching. My passion is coaching. My passion is helping people.
And you're doing it through coaching.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I totally get you. Just, like, I love interviewing, doing podcasts, and mm-hmm. helping people have podcasts because mm-hmm. it allows me to help a person to share their story with the world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so for a person being able to share their story with the world and they're able to impact someone, that's powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, folk, right, we come to a point in time in our show, we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
And we're back on the Get Your Business Right show on Vert K Radio with Angelita, the Coach Thomas. So, Angelita, you are right. So, definitely, you have been doing some things, making things happen. And I've noticed in the last few months, you have actually put on a lot of events.
Really?
in the past year.
You know, I think I'm like, really? You know, so, you know, we don't see what other people see. That's why I'm like, really? You think I put on a lot? Okay, that's what's up.
Guess what? If you put on one,
yeah.
that's more than what anybody else is doing who have done it at all.
That's
at all.
True. Now you got me thinking. I'm like, one, two.
Okay, yeah.
Three. Okay, yeah, I
Yeah, exactly. And just so you give our listeners a kind of idea of your events, what kind of give a name of the events and what you were trying to accomplish with those events for the people who participated.
Okay, so I kind of got to go back a little bit.
Okay.
One of the things that that I do is I network. So before the coaching, you know, it was definitely networking.
Right.
So I have no problem with going out, meeting people, networking, being a resource to those people, building relationships and nurturing those relationships.
Mm.
So with that being said, because that's something that I do and I have made some great, I have met some great people. I have gotten some really great opportunities over the years just based off of the time that I have spent networking.
Mm.
And so with that said is I hold a lot of networking events because I think that it's good for people. I connect businesses with businesses, people that you probably normally wouldn't meet just in your day to day. I bring people together. So I hold events. I've actually partnered with the co-op and we've done Sip and Pitch, which is an event that allows people to come and network and to let people know what it is that they do for a living. So we've done that networking event pretty much at least three times last year. We've done it this year. I've done some speed networking events. Which all my events are, you know, a hit, y'all. So y'all need to come, definitely. So I've done some speed networking. I've also done, just recently what I started doing was an event called Coffee and Conversation. This is probably one of my, all my events are my favorite, but you know how sometimes you just have those ones that are just kind of like your
yes,
baby.
Absolutely.
So my Coffee and Conversation, that's my baby because it's a networking event, but it allows business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are thinking about, you know, stepping out into the entrepreneur world. It allows them to just honestly come together and just have real just dialogue. Let's just talk about it. Ask questions. It's a no judgment zone. You know, it's not like, hey, this person's been in business for 5 years. This person over here is just starting business. But that person who's been in business for 5 years is giving that potential person who wants to become an entrepreneur tips and different things like that. So we sit down over coffee in the morning from about 10:30 to 12:30. And we just talk. Like, honestly, there's no... there's no agenda. It's just, hey, let's just talk everything business. If it ain't business, hey, if you got some other things that you want to talk about, let's talk about that as well. You know, so it's basically just an avenue for people to come out and just talk. You honestly can, you know, you can breathe at this event. Sure. You don't have to worry about work. And it's okay to ask questions. Nobody is going to look at you or, you know, judge you because they may know something and you don't know something.
Right. So how important has connecting and collaborating been for you in business?
I think it's very important to collaborate and network in business. You can market your business. That's great. You know, if you have like a really strong marketing strategy, you probably wouldn't even need to network because, you know, your marketing strategy is so dope that it's basically getting you, you know, what you want. However, though, I think when you're just doing that, you kind of miss that piece of... you miss that connection piece. You miss that having a conversation and getting to know somebody, you know. So I think it's very important. I mean, for me, I've had the pleasure of, you know, co-hosting on major radio shows like Praise 102.7. I was a co-host on a show with a gentleman for a little over a year.
Okay.
I sit on the board of a nonprofit organization, you know, actually two nonprofit organizations, and both are off of networking.
Mm.
Solely being someplace, networking, and building a genuine connection with somebody. And of course, those connections don't happen overnight. It takes time. And that's one of the things that I also teach people is I teach people, yeah, you network and you meet people at these events, but what do you do after you attend these events? So I also teach them how to nurture their network, you know, because it's more to just collecting business cards and going to an event, you know. And of course, everybody that you meet at these events are not going, you're not going to connect. And that's okay. You connect with at least one person out of that event, it's definitely, it could possibly be very beneficial.
And we already know, it only takes one person to change your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, networking has definitely been very beneficial to me. It's something that I think I'll always continue to do. I actually wrote a ebook that's available on Amazon called Are You Ready to Network? And so in the book kind of just talks about, it's not long, it's about a 30-minute read. But it just talks about, you know, when I first started networking and, you know, the process that I went through. Like, I was scared, you know, the first time I went to a networking event. Like, I walked in, I seen all these people, and I was like, no, I'm straight. I turned around and I left. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. I talk about the fear there and then how it developed and, you know, the things that I did. And then after the read, there's 10 coaching questions that you can ask yourself. And then there is a 30-day challenge that I give you. And basically, the 30-day challenge teaches you how to start nurturing your network.
Wow, that's powerful right there. And I believe you have an event coming up soon, don't you?
Yes. So I have a couple events coming up. I have Coffee and Conversation coming up on October 19th. And then I have a speaking engagement actually coming up on November 16th for an event called the Bag Burning Experience.
You said the Bag Burn.
The Bag Burning Experience.
Please explain.
Okay, so the theme of this event is called Walking by Faith and Not by Sight.
Okay.
So that is what the event is based around. So definitely, fear to faith is something that I talk about often. So you know, it's an event that she takes from state. I think this is the 7th or 8th bag burning experience that she's done.
Bag burning.
It's called the Bag Burning Experience. So you have to go to like thebagburningexperience.com.
Okay.
Yes, and you can get more information there.
So she's not saying secure the bag to burn.
No. It's the bag burning experience. So basically what it is taking some things that maybe that you've harbored for some years, you know, it's time to burn it. You know, the bag burning experience. It's time to, you know, to get that stuff out and hopefully these amazing speakers, along with myself, will give these ladies and gentlemen some encouragement to, you know, get rid of those things and burn them. And hopefully we can transform some lives. That's the whole goal.
Yes.
So that's that is November 16th. And then I also have some fun thing going on. The holiday. It's called the Holiday Pop-Up Shop, where I have a room full of vendors and people selling their products and their services. Right. Kind of like, you know, you were here for the Mother's Day one that I did earlier this year. So basically that same theme, but we're going to do one for Christmas. And there's going to be giveaways, raffles, just all types of stuff. So that will conclude my 2019 events. And, you know, we're going to work on 2020.
That's right, 2020. 2020 is going to be a big year.
We're trying to secure we're trying to secure the bag right now for 2020.
That's right. That's right.
The bag. I'm not going to say I'm trying. I'm securing the bag for 2020. So, yeah.
So, what are a person who you coach or even if they're in your coaching group, what are the two biggest things you want them to learn from you?
The two biggest things that I want them to learn is, one, I want them to learn themselves. I want them to learn from within and then find their purpose. And in order for us to find out what their purpose is, we got to find their passion. You know, because anybody can start a business, you know, anybody can. But how is that business going to look 2 years or 3 years down the line if you're not passionate about what it is that you're doing.
Right.
So that's what I want. Those are the two main things that I want people to get out of doing a coaching session with me.
Well, that's powerful right there. Mm-hmm. For a person to really coming to you and you really having the skill set and the passion to help them find their passion and help put that in a position where they can begin to scale and monetize it. Mm-hmm. So that's powerful right there. Mm-hmm. And so we're at the end now. So how can the people meet and greet and come across Angelita, the Coach Thomas?
Well, they are more than welcome to visit my website, which is www.coachangelita.com. And all of my events, upcoming events, are on there. They can follow me on Facebook at Angelita the Coach, as well as on Instagram at Angelita the Coach and Twitter at Coach_Angelita. So I'm out here. You find me. Hit me up. Well, I mean, you can't call me. I mean, you can, but y'all know what to do. And then you can email me.
Yeah, she's saying hit her up on Facebook.
Yes, hit me up on social media, on my website. Like I said, you can. That is www.coachangelita.com. And then, you know, you can also email me at angelitathecoach@gmail.com.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. Angelita, I just want to thank you so much for coming on to Get Your Business Right show, because you have been helping women get their business right and get their purpose.
Me.
So I just want to thank you for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen who are listening, I am glad that you're listening today, because without you, there is no me. And guess what? God loves you. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And we'll see you next week on the Get Your Business Right show from VertK Radio, because we all about the power of women, coming from New York City.
Introducing MakeRealWealth.com/NJohnson. Financial literacy, making wealth real. Home of the instant pay raise. Enrich your life. Learn how thousands of people around the world are experiencing life to the fullest. MakeRealWealth.com/NJohnson.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.